This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pacific nation of Tonga appears to have avoided the widespread devastation that many initially feared. In its first update since Saturday's volcano eruption and tsunami, the government said Tuesday it has confirmed just 3 deaths. Concerns remain over the fate of people on some of Tonga's hard-hit smaller islands where many houses were destroyed. Saturday's blast from the volcano could be heard in Alaska, and the waves crossed the ocean to cause an oil spill and 2 drownings in Peru. The startling satellite images resembled a massive nuclear explosion, but on Tonga's main island, perhaps the biggest problem is the ash that has transformed it into a gray moonscape, contaminating the rainwater people rely on to drink. New Zealand's military is sending fresh water and other much-needed supplies, but said Tuesday the ash covering Tonga's main runway will delay flights at least another day. An explosion and fire, apparently triggered by a gas leak, demolished several row house apartment units in New York City's Bronx Borough on Tuesday, killing 1 resident and injuring at least 8 other people, authorities said. 5 of those injured were police officers who raced into the burning structure to help usher residents to safety, and 1 was a woman who was rescued by police, officials said. The fiery blast in South Bronx came just 9 days after 17 people died and dozens were injured in a fire in a public housing complex a few miles away. Video from the scene of Tuesday's incident posted online showed flames and plumes of smoke outside the 3-story building as police officers urged bystanders to move away from the